how the coronavirus crisis is impacting our health. Are you going stir crazy right now? Maybe getting depressed?
And this is WJCT. It's First Coast Connect with Melissa Ross. We're again having some technical difficulties. We're going to try to figure it out and bring you the program. Stay with us for just a bit longer. Okay, we're going to try now to get back with Melissa Ross. Here we go.
Hi, Michelle, and apologize to all of our viewers as this connection is a bit spotty. We're going to work on that here at our home studio as we talk about mental health and coronavirus. First, though, some statistics for you that we got in from overnight. 286 people in Northeast Florida have been diagnosed with the virus. There have been 11 local deaths and 71 recorded across the state. Statewide, 5,704 people have tested positive for coronavirus. Also new today, Florida schools will continue with home learning through May 1st. And we learned that a Duval County poll worker at this month's presidential preference primary has tested positive for coronavirus. Mayor Letty Curry has issued an executive order restricting hotels and other hospitality businesses from accepting reservations from any non-essential guests. Those are the new changes from overnight. Now, of course, we're all worried about maintaining our health right now, but that also includes our mental health. Isolation can really do a number on our mental equilibrium, and it's easy to get overwhelmed with depression and anxiety. If you are staying at home, as a lot of us are, guess what? I am too. That's why you might hear a little bit of a difference in the sound of my voice going over the air and why we've sometimes had trouble connecting. I'm working from home right now. So all of us need coping strategies to get through this crisis. We are so pleased right now to offer you some. Dr. Christine Caulfield is the CEO of LSF Health Systems. LSF is one of the state's behavioral health agencies helping to manage behavioral health care for people in poverty and without insurance. She is on the line with some mental health tips for us all. Dr. Caulfield, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And you're absolutely right, Melissa. I think all of us are struggling with the new normal, if you will, that tends to shift almost on a daily basis.
That's right. Really, and let me just jump in and say that we cannot take phone calls today. So what we are asking everyone to do is to email us at firstcoastconnect@wjct.org. Send your tweets to @MelissaInJax, and we're already getting your comments on our Facebook page. We'll get to those in a moment. But go ahead, Dr. Caulfield, continue with what you were saying. What is it most important that we do right now to maintain our mental health?
You know, it's really important to have as much structure as you can on a daily basis. We are creatures of habit. We like to have consistency, and a lot of us don't cope very well with change. And we certainly have seen a lot of change in our lives during this pandemic. So as much as you can, provide structure in your daily routine. Maybe you'll wake up and do some exercises. Have, you know, daily activities that are structured throughout your day so that you know what you're going to be doing at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, as much as you can to really have some consistency in your daily life.
We have a basic need as human beings for a sense of control and structure, don't we? And it's so terrifying when we feel we don't have control over the situation. That's really what's driving this, correct?
That's right. People really like to know what their day is going to look like. And when everything has been topsy-turvy, you know, kids are at home now, people are working from home, interacting with their partners on a daily basis 24/7, it can really cause some disruption And we really need to focus on ways to manage as we get through this together.
What are some other managing or coping tips you have? As you said, parents are home with kids, couples are spending a lot more time together. That's not always a good thing. What can we all do to just get through this? Because being in the house or apartment all the time is not easy. It's a lot harder than people might realize to maintain over a period of many weeks.
That's absolutely correct. And so one thing that is very important is that you express your feelings, that you talk about it. You talk about it with your spouse, with your kids, acknowledge their feelings. A lot of times children regress during times of stress, and so they may appear to be more clingy, more needy. And so allowing them the opportunity to express their feelings about staying home now, not being able to interact with their classmates, and so on. Journaling is also a very good technique to utilize during this time. Get your feelings out. Share what your thoughts are on paper, and then try to remove yourself from it. You've got it down on paper. You've expressed your feelings. Then move on to some positive activities. Exercise. Connecting with others. You know, we are creatures of connection. We do not do well when we are isolated. And so increase your time on FaceTime with your loved ones or texting, phone calls, because just knowing that you're not alone, that you're experiencing the same kinds of stressors and frustrations that your loved ones are really helps to normalize, if you will, what's going on in your own household.
We're speaking with Dr. Christine Caulfield. She's the CEO of LSF Health Systems, about how to maintain your mental health as we all socially distance and stay at home through this crisis. That was great advice, Doctor. And what kinds of issues are you seeing with your patients right now? People who've already struggled with mental health issues, even in the best of times, have got to be having an even tougher time right now.
They really are. We're seeing an increase in people feeling depressed, an increase in anxiety, and other types of challenging symptoms that were once perhaps more manageable and under control. We're also seeing a new influx of individuals that prior to this situation had not had troubling mental health issues and are now experiencing pretty severe symptoms, again, of depression, anxiety. And so, you know, it's a sign of strength to reach out for support when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling that this is getting the best of you. The best advice is to reach out to a professional for some additional support. And at LSF Health Systems, we have 1-877-229-9098, access to CareLine that's managed 24/7 by our clinical team, and they are available to connect you to the right community resources, lend an ear and listening to what's happening with you, and connect you to the resources in the community that can offer additional support during this very, very stressful time.
Now, normally when we see a therapist, we go to their office. It's face-to-face. Nothing can beat that kind of human connection. We can't really do that right now. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the growth of telemedicine. Can you do therapy over the phone or via Skype?
Yes, you certainly can. And that is what our provider organizations and our network of care are employing now, is the ability to reach individuals through their cell phones, through their computers, via telehealth. And, you know, a lot of people, especially young people, are very, very comfortable with this means of communicating with a therapist. And so right now, to honor the social distancing guidelines, that's how our providers are providing services to individuals that are needing extra support, and it's working out very, very well.
That's great. What would you say to people who are hesitant to try it? they don't feel that it could be effective?
I would say give it a try. You know, it's very much like talking to a trusted friend on the phone when you're having issues. And the beautiful thing about telehealth is with Skype, Zoom, and other applications, you can see your therapist and you can interact as if you're talking across the room to them. So I really encourage people not to let that be a barrier, because we all need additional support from time to time in our lives, and we're all managing with telehealth now, and it's working out very, very well.
Now, here's some advice you have. Obviously, people want information about this crisis, but you say they should avoid unnecessary information overload, like limit how much news they take in each day about the COVID-19 crisis. Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you, Melissa, it just serves at times to really raise the anxiety level. So my advice is to minimize the amount of time that you do spend in front of the television or, you know, listening to media. Give yourself permission to listen, you know, maybe the morning news or toward the end of the day, but the constant barrage of the issues over and over again for some can be quite overwhelming. And so distance yourself at this time. Certainly stay informed, but it's not necessary to keep the television on, for example, 24/7.
Sure. Here's a tweet from a listener. LSF Health Systems works with partner organizations that can provide help for people in need of mental health care. You can call the crisis line anytime at 1-877-229-9098. And their website is lsfnet.org. Now, Dr. Caulfield, what if you're already prone to being a germaphobe? And you're scared of germs. I mean, I think of someone like Howie Mandel, you know, somebody like that who's won't shake hands to begin with. Now,
right.
How does someone with that mental disorder even begin to cope with a situation like this?
You know, it's very challenging. Those individuals that live with OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder, many have hand-washing rituals, if you will. And so this has served to really exacerbate those symptoms even more. And so we really want to have individuals that are experiencing OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, hand-washing rituals, and other types of rituals around germophobia, as you mentioned earlier, to monitor those symptoms, to make sure that they are taking their appropriate medications to manage those symptoms, and if they feel that the symptoms are worsening, their hands are getting raw, for example, they're having health consequences as a result of some of these types of rituals, it's very important to seek medical care.
Lots of comments on our Facebook page for Dr. Caulfield. People are struggling out there. John says, "This is unreal. I'm having nightmares all night." Sierra writes, "I'm feeling stretched thin and sad. Working from home and homeschooling are two full-time jobs, and cleaning my house from constant use is a third." Sierra, I hear you, sis. I'm right there with you. Jim writes, "This is the third week for me of working from home. It can be fun, but also challenging. I try to take a short walk every day. During work time, I keep the lights on to prevent seasonal affective disorder. Zoom meetings allow me to feel connected to my team. And we're binge watching Downton Abbey." Good to hear that you're watching PBS, Jim. And then here's one from Susan. "Was closing the beaches and city state parks a bad idea? Are people going to start taking Xanax rather than letting nature help us with our mental health?" Dr. Caulfield, I know you probably don't want to comment too much on the politics of that decision, but nature is really the only refuge all of us have left, just going out for a walk, being outside, taking a bike ride, things like that.
Exactly. And that's really important to continue those activities. Certainly honor the governmental shutdown of the beaches, but we can still take bike rides. We can still take walks. Just practice the social distancing if you see others, you know, coming your way. Because getting outside, breathing fresh air, and just breathing in general, you know, a lot of times when we're anxious, our breathing really shuts down, and it's going to be so important to keep those lungs open and breathing the fresh air that we all desperately need. So I think there are creative ways that we can get outside, even if it's just walking around your house, but it's important to have the exercise, to get into nature, and to breathe, breathe, breathe.
And I'm assuming you feel the same way I do about this. Shouldn't we all give ourselves a break when it comes to maintaining our kids' homeschooling, maintaining our professional obligations? I mean, this is unprecedented for everybody. And we're, that comment from Sierra on Facebook shows how much pressure women especially put on themselves to maintain everything at the top level during this crisis. It's just not possible, is it?
It really isn't, and it's unrealistic, and we have to take care of ourselves. And for that listener, you know, I think of what the airlines tell us when we are on board, to make sure to pull the oxygen mask to ourselves first and then place it on our child or our loved one. So we do have to maintain our own health. We are under tremendous amount of stress, which typically lowers our immune system. So it's even more important to eat healthy foods, to exercise, to do all those self-care types of activities that keep us grounded, to keep us safe. Yoga is a wonderful means of grounding ourselves, as well as mindfulness types of activities,
right.
Meditation.
A little meditation each morning can do wonders. Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed.
Here is an email from Tony Woods at Florida Blue, a spokeswoman there. She says, Florida Blue is offering a free emotional helpline for anyone, even if you're not a member, don't have any insurance, or have insurance with somebody else. This is available 24/7 to reach a behavioral health counselor. Call 833-848-1762. They cannot assist you with questions about COVID-19 testing, but this is just to get some help with mental behavioral support. So thanks for that. That's Tony at Florida Blue. And as we continue our conversation with Dr. Christine Caulfield of LSF Health Systems, what other advice do you have for everybody, Dr. Caulfield? What else should we be doing to try to just manage our mental health right now?
Well, you know, a lot of people are reporting here at LSF Health Systems that they're really increasing their alcohol intake as a way to cope, and other types of drugs. And that is really not the way we need to be going during this crisis. We need to minimize or eliminate alcohol and other drugs intake, not prescription drugs I'm talking about, but other illicit drugs, because, for example, alcohol is a depressant. So if we're already feeling depressed, isolated, lonely, distressed, alcohol is only going to further exacerbate those situations. Also, alcohol is often paired with an increase in domestic violence. And with all of us being a little more agitated and frustrated, adding alcohol to the mix is not a good idea. We also see, unfortunately, when we have these kinds of crises, man-made disasters, natural disasters, and these types of epidemic outbreaks, we see an increase in child abuse. I mentioned domestic violence. Suicide rate goes up. So mental health, more than ever, needs to be in the forefront of everyone's mind. Not only do we want to monitor our physical health care needs through this crisis, but mental health is paramount, and we need to do
Absolutely.
Everything we can to be mentally healthy.
Lori writes on our Facebook page, I have so many emotions running high and low. I'm fine one minute, having a panic attack the next. I'm trying to take deep breaths and tell myself that at this moment, I am fine. Dr. Caulfield, she's doing the right thing. I think the anxiety we're all feeling is, even if you're perfectly healthy today, you're so worried that you or someone you love could become very sick in the future. And we're not living in the present moment. We're just so worried about what's coming next, right? And we've got to get back to the present moment.
We really do, because catastrophizing into the future only exacerbates our feelings of anxiety, loss of control, depression, and other, you know, very negative side effects, if you will, from this pandemic. So as much as we can stay in the moment, stay in the present. Right now, I have enough food in my refrigerator. Right now, I have a roof over my head. Right now, my loved ones are safe. And just practice, as this listener has indicated, deep breaths and focusing on the now. Very important.
Wonderful advice, and thank you so much for calling in. All of our guests are by phone as we socially distance on the show right now, and I'm broadcasting from home, too. She's Dr. Christine Caulfield, a CEO of LSF Health Systems. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Always a pleasure.
And again, you can call their crisis line anytime if you need help. It's 1-877-229-9098. Speaking of reaching out for help, up next, more people are using telemedicine to see their doctors right now online. How to access it right here in our area. That's after this.
Electro Lounge is now on Spotify. On the road or at home, take us wherever you go. Just search WJCT 89.9 on Spotify, where the Electro Lounge is always on.
I'm Brendan Rivers, host of WJCT's Adapt podcast, where we hear from people in our area helping us adapt to climate change and sea level rise. But first, people have to want to adapt. That's where Lauren Watkins comes in, professional climate change communicator who gets why that can be tricky, even when she's talking to her own mom.
It can be done, and it can happen where you can get to neutral ground and think about solutions.
Subscribe to Adapt wherever you get your podcasts or listen at adaptflorida.org.
Electro Lounge can now be heard Monday through Fridays at 10 p.m. till midnight and Saturdays from 9 to 11. Join us at the Electro Lounge only on 89.9 WJCT.
Welcome back. In our current COVID crisis, many seriously ill patients are being told not to go to the doctor's office. Understandable. We want to flatten the curve. A local home health agency that serves our area is providing free telemonitoring devices to everyone out there so doctors can continue to treat their patients remotely. Dwight Senek is VP of Operations at Welcome Home Care, and he is on the line, and he's got his child home with him, so everyone be patient. Hi, Dwight, are you with us?
Hey, yes, both of us are with you.
All right, and who's your little one? How old? What's their name?
His name is Atlas, and he is 3 years old.
Oh, hi, Atlas. That's a great name. That's a power name. I love that.
I kind of wanted to start him off early with the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Well, he's making a fine debut. You can tell him that this was his first ever radio appearance in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. So you, so your company serves Medicare patients across Duval, Nassau, Clay, Flagler, and Baker counties, and you offer telehealth or telemedicine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so telemedicine is, and telehealth are like processes. Like telemedicine is where you, where a physician or nurse will engage with a patient remotely using a phone or a computer or a tablet. And telehealth, that's right, buddy, a garbage truck. Mm-hmm. And telehealth is the process of monitoring those patients, checking on their vitals, their weight, their blood pressure, their, you know, all that wonderful stuff. On the regular. So we do, we have a solution that provides both. We can either send a patient a kit of equipment like Bluetooth scales, Bluetooth devices, and a tablet to work it all. Or if they already have a way to check their weight, check their blood pressure and those things, we can monitor them right from their phone through our app.
And this is a way for patient and doctor to connect. It's basically a plug and play system, and you have some partners that are helping you bring this to patients across the area, correct?
That's correct. We've partnered with an awesome company called Vivify, and they actually were purchased by United Healthcare, which, you know, is the largest insurer in the country. And United's been very forward thinking about this whole thing, so they've been a great company to work with. But Vivify has, have this whole logistics chain, which allows for these, you know, the kits and everything to be delivered within 24 to 48 hours, already pre-set up, ready to go out of the box. So, a patient doesn't need anybody else to come in and set it up, which is generally how these things work, where you need somebody to come into your home and set it up. Well, with these kits, you don't. You can literally open it up, press the power button, and you're good to go. And that's really critical in a time like this where, you know, there's stay-at-home orders, people are in quarantine, they don't want outside exposure from, you know, anyone. And our nurses are covered in personal protection equipment. We take every precaution necessary. We're totally safe. But for those who are still, you know, don't want any contact, this is the best solution for them because they don't need anything. They can leave the box delivered to the door, and they're ready to go.
This protects home health nurses too, right? People that would normally come to someone's house to check on them.
That's absolutely correct. You know, and there's still needs. There are still certain things that a clinician or a physician would need to, you know, go to the home to do. But for the most part, yeah, this definitely cuts down on visits that could have otherwise been done, you know, remotely, which we've been pushing for this for a long time, telehealth. I mean, it's not really, the COVID pandemic has only magnified the need to really get with the times and start using things like telehealth. But this is a great opportunity for physicians to stay safe, for clinicians to stay safe, for everybody to stay safe, and then also, you know, save time.
Yeah, sure. Now, are you seeing an uptick in demand for this in the midst of this crisis? More people investigating whether this is right for them?
Yes, we had 300 over 300 inquiries over the weekend, and the number just keeps on rising up. So, more and more people are interested in our services and these devices, for sure.
We're speaking with Dwight Senek, VP of Operations at Welcome Home Care. They offer telehealth equipment across the 5-county area. So what else can be done via telemedicine, Dwight, besides things like a blood pressure check? What other kinds of medical services?
Doctors can do doctor's visits through telehealth and telemedicine. We can have nurses like... we are a bit limited in the extent of the things that we can do. But, you know, because we have devices that allow for cameras, you know, so like there's two-way FaceTime where a patient can see a clinician can see the patient. If the patient says they has a wound or something, they can show the clinician that wound, and the clinician can't dress it. but they can see it. They can see, you know, any progress that it's made. They can also, you know, they could walk the patient through putting on something or taking their medicine or whatever. It's basically, theoretically, anything that could be done through a face-to-face conversation, whether it's a consultation or what have you, can be done with telehealth.
That is so good to hear. Now, how do you help patients who might not be, say, technologically inclined? How easy is it for them to set this up at home?
It's super, super easy. I mean, you know, you're going to have people who are so technically not, like you said, not savvy. They're going to have a problem no matter what, and we're here for them. You know, we will massage them as easy as we can. But it's really because everything in the box is ready to go. We even put a little green sticker on the power button of the tablet. So they just press where the green sticker is and it turns the tablet on and it immediately walks them through. It's like, okay, put on your blood pressure cuff. Okay, put your finger in the pulse ox. Okay, step on the scale. And it does everything else.
That's great.
You know, yeah, if you have a hearing issue, it'll talk to you, and then everything is just big buttons, big obvious things. I like to think I'm technically savvy, but even then, I'm a layman when it comes to, you know, clinical stuff. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, and I opened up a kit and I didn't realize it wasn't set up at all, and I powered it on for a test for like a run, and I was like, oh, no, it's not set up. But then it walked me through everything. And I don't know, I felt like I was having my hand held, like I was a child again. It was wonderful.
How fun. Now, this is 100% free for Medicare and TRICARE patients, but they do need a doctor's order. So it's free for most of your patient population, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And it's difficult to kind of go over the details of that in a very limited time. The truth be told, Medicare doesn't actually cover it at all. We do. We eat the cost because we want our patients to be taken care of. And so from there, it's a matter of, how can we afford to do that? So, there needs to be a need for the patient, a skilled nursing need from their doctor. But, I mean, if a patient, if we're dealing with somebody who has COPD, maybe somebody has hypertension, or somebody with congestive heart failure, or a history of heart disease. These are people who are prime candidates for home health care, and consultation with their physician can generate a good referral for us to provide a kit to monitor them.
All righty. And if this intrigues you and you want to explore telehealth care, telemedicine, just go to welcomehomecare.com for more information and to get your free kit so that you can talk to your doctor or nurse remotely. And I want to thank you, Dwight Senak, VP of Operations at Welcome Home Care, doing this interview with your 3-year-old son, Atlas, at home. And here's a tweet for you from Kevin. More Atlas. Give us more Atlas.
You're a star, buddy.
So tell Atlas thanks, too.
Say thanks,
I can hear him.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, well. Thank you so
okay.
much, guys.
All right. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You. All right. Okay, here's a question for everybody that we have been pondering. If you are single and on the dating scene, how do you even date in the time of coronavirus? Very, very carefully, it turns out. We got some advice from an expert, Renee Rochelle, the founder of One True Match. Take a listen.
Okay, so how do we date in a time like this? How are you talking to clients about finding their perfect match in this era of social distancing?
I know, it's such a challenging time for so many right now, navigating through also personally their own love lives. So, this is actually our busier time of year, and it's amazing we're actually subsiding that still busy flow of people wanting love, especially in a time like now. A lot of people are going stir crazy. So, it's our job to have people really focus on the positive things, which are, their love life and the future of what that looks like.
Sure. And people want to connect. So how are you connecting people right now?
Right. So we're doing a few more, obviously, virtual interviews and video calling and virtual introductions. We were starting to do, since most of the restaurants, the places we introduce people at are closed, we were starting to introduce people at parks and now even kind of remote private locations. But we've actually had incredible feedback from our clients who are now actually saying, even doing the virtual introductions where they can really get to know someone more privately is less pressure and actually more enjoyable than the face-to-face across the table type introductions we've done in the past. That's actually working out well.
Yeah, I guess that's a silver lining to this. It's sort of taking us back to a more old-fashioned, slower pace of courtship. You're going to take a little more time to get to know someone. That's probably a very good thing.
It is, you know, and of course, you know, in our business, we are able to ask all the questions that are really important, you know, when especially right now pertaining health and, you know, travel and where they've been and who they've been around. And the good news is a lot of people have been in quarantine. So, you know, if they, after a good connection, want to meet up, they're able to do so and have that confidence too.
Sure. Well, it's reassuring to hear that even in the midst of this crisis, love is stronger than ever. People still want to meet that special someone, no matter what, right?
That is so true. And it's funny, I was mentioning I watched a movie over the weekend. It's called I Still Believe. And it's really all about, you know, the power of Jeremy Camp and his love story and that through all of this, you know, and hope and prayer and just that message, even in the power of radio, is how we can really still find love through the old traditional fashion ways of matchmaking. And we just need to know people exist so that we can introduce them to our clients, that if they, you know, spend this time really putting together a list of who they're looking for, those are the lists we want to see, your needs, your wants, your interests, your life plan with this person. So that as a matchmaker, you know, the world is at our fingertips. So it's just finding that exact love that will last through all of the times forever. So that's our job for our clients. And then, of course, we always need the matches for our clients to fill out a profile and let us know that they're there for us to call on and continue to put hearts together.
Sure. And One True Match does conduct, we should point out, background checks, personality tests. You can find them online at onetruematch.com and start connecting virtually, of course, right now. And thank you, Renee Rochelle. She is the founder of One True Match. Happy connecting. Thanks, Renee.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Good luck, everybody out there with that. Now, up next, concerts are out for the time being, and there have been a slew of cancellations of events of all types. That's no fun. But we're going to tell you how to listen to some local musicians live from the comfort of your own home right after this here on First Coast Connect. Don't go away.
The pandemic has brought to the surface fears of losing loved ones, leading many of us to ask the big questions about life and death. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Bart Ehrman, author of Heaven and Hell, A History of the Afterlife, about the origins of popular conceptions of heaven and hell. He's a scholar of early Christianity and the New Testament. Join us today at noon on 89.9 WJCT, your community, your world.
I'm Robin Young. People who are immunocompromised are always at risk of infections and now of catching COVID-19. We'll speak with a woman with cancer who has to tell people at the pharmacy to stay away from her.
It is obviously especially scary when you have a life-threatening illness and you add this complication on top of it.
Next time, here and now.
This afternoon at 1 here on 89.9 WJCT.
Imagine instead of all those scary stock charts the past couple of months, you had had this. I'm Kai Rizdahl, a stock chart listening lesson, next time on Marketplace.
Today at 6 on 89.9 WJCT.
Stay home, stay safe.
This is not a vacation, it's not a holiday. It's about using common sense.
The pandemic is shining a spotlight on work and the power of the country's governors. Some are still concerned that their message is not getting through. I'm Todd Zwillick. We'll speak to Colorado's Governor Jared Polis. That's next time on 1A.
Today at 10 on 89.9 WJCT.
While we're all in quarantine right now, Void Magazine has got you covered. They've got a new digital issue, a new album on the way, and even a few live stream shows to tell you about. Void editor Matt Shaw is on the phone from the beaches right now. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hi, Melissa. I'm doing okay.
Good to hear. Okay, so much content coming out of Void, even right now in the midst of this quarantine. Let's begin with your new digital issue. Tell us about that.
So there's, as you know, and your listeners probably know, there's very few places to pick up Void Magazine at this point. So we're keeping our print issue in quarantine. It's under a shelter-at-home right. order. And so we're going to launch a digital issue on Wednesday. And we're calling it the Feel Good issue, and we're filling it with content that we hope can take people's minds off this open-ended global pandemic and all the hysteric toilet paper hoarding that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's good to hear. We need something to brighten our day. And for print media, this has been a difficult time. So we're hearing about a lot of other publications shifting online and going more digital that we would normally access via print. So when they open up the new digital issue, what will they see?
So we asked, one of our most popular issues every year is our photo annual. We've got a lot of great photographers taking good images of, all the fun things that we're used to doing mm-hmm. when the economy's not shut down. And so we reached out to a lot of our contributors and opened it up to readers who are always, like, welcome to submit photos to us, and so we got a collection of images. Our sort of parameters were, you know, to send us some images that make you feel good. That was kind of open-ended, and so we got a bunch of good photos. We have some fun stories. We also put together a coloring book, which people will be able to download and print at their house and give them something to do, but we had local artists submit some illustrations for that too, so it's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Now you've coloring, Melissa, but
I am. That sounds like a good stress reliever right now.
Yeah, totally.
Now you've also got a new Void on Vinyl record coming out. You normally press like an actual vinyl record, but this is you've got a digital version of that too, right?
Yeah, we'll have a Spotify playlist available for people to dream at home. But, yeah, we are printing. Our friends at the Vinyl Record Pressing in Atlantic Beach have gone ahead, and they've printed the record. So we're going to have that for sale on our web store, and people can purchase it there, and we'll mail it to your house if you've got a record player at home. It's our third all-local collection that we put on vinyl, and we're really excited about the artists that we put together on this compilation.
I can't recommend Void on Vinyl, that series, enough. You should really pick it up because it's a way to have fun with vinyl and listen to local music. Now, speaking of which, many bands are starting to give streaming online shows now, and you want to tell us about a few on your radar. What are you going to be watching for, Matt?
Sure, yeah, we've tried to put together a comprehensive list of all the stuff going on and sort of use our platform to direct eyeballs to this, because I know a lot of people are spending a lot of time on the internet and on Facebook right now, and we want our local artists, we want to direct those eyeballs to local artists, because you know, otherwise you're going to be competing with John Legend at his house on a piano.
Yeah,
and nobody can
right.
really compete with that. But
right.
one, Taylor Roberts, who's a world-class jazz guitar player, who's gigging constantly when all the bars and restaurants are open, he's been live streaming every day, twice a day, from his living room. And he's an amazing, amazing guitarist. I can't recommend him enough. At noon and 6 p.m. every day from his Facebook page. And also tonight is the last night of the three-night live stream festival from Archetype, which is the venue in Riverside. There's no crowd, but they've got bands, lots of emo and indie rock bands. Tonight is Little Geronimo and Giants of Atlantis. They play. And then I should mention that 1904 Music Hall has been doing the socially distant concert series, and they've been doing that almost every night. So if you check out their Facebook page, you should find links to who's
okay.
ever playing this week. Yeah.
And almost out of time, but you're also working with the Cultural Council on an artist relief fund to help our local artistic community. There's a limited edition T-shirt called Void This Virus, which I love. Yeah. People can buy that, and it will support local artists. Can
right.
they get that yeah. at Void Live's website?
Yeah, we'll have a link. The T-shirt sale starts on Friday, and it's a limited run, 48 hours. The T-shirts are $22. 100% of those proceeds will go to seed this artist relief fund. You don't have to wait to buy the T-shirt. If you go to our website, we have the donation link on there. You can donate directly to the fund.
All
and
right.
Cultural Council is going to be the liaison for that.
And we're out of time. We're out of time, but I want to direct everyone to voidlives.com website to get that T-shirt, help local artists, check out the shows, and get the Void on Vinyl Volume 3. He's Matt Shaw, editor of Void Live Magazine. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks so much, Melissa.
Void this virus. That's the slogan we all need right now. I'm Melissa Ross. Keep calm, stay home, flatten the curve. We'll get through this together, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Support for First Coast Connect is provided by Baptist Health and the North Florida TPO.